affects people in two main ways. First of all, anxiety and lack of confidence in either their job future or their housing. Those are the two obvious ways. There is also a general malaise around in terms of how do you get out of this? When do you reach the bottom? Where is the bottom? And this being so, and because it appears every time one speaks to anyone in the pastoral context, it seems absolutely that it should be at the very front of the church's mind.
Now, when you are talking to people, are they surprised that the church is involved and wants to be part of helping them during a time like this?
The people that I would speak to would expect the church to have this, would expect the church to have this priority in its mind, because this is a tidal wave that has consumed everybody, and I would be astonished if anyone felt that it wasn't the business of the church to comment on it.
Now, we've had recessions in the past, and was the church involved then, and what help do they give to parishioners at that time?
In the past, the church has always, I think, tried to apply the teaching which is so clear in the scriptures and the church tradition about how to treat those who are poor and disadvantaged and in trouble of any kind, whether within the membership of the church or outside it. That has always been so, and there's ample evidence of that. The difference this time is the speed of descent and the fact that the reasons for the economic downturn are fairly easy to understand. It isn't all that complex as to why the thing has happened in the way it has, and therefore there's all the more reason this time round to act clearly and to act quickly.
Now, you mentioned there the church's teaching, and maybe you could elaborate a bit on that.
The sort of teaching you'd have in mind would be the very clear teaching within the Law of Moses that you give priority to those who are poor and badly off, that you don't harvest all of your crop but always leave some for those who need it. And that's followed by the biting words of the prophets against those who are rich and who take what is not theirs, and then indeed the whole teaching of the New Testament that we find in St. Paul and the Gospels, and what is in the mouth of our Lord. And that has come through in many statements of the Church's policy for how it should go about its business pastorally ever since.
Now, on a day-to-day basis, you have people wondering how they're going to get through the current recession. What are their main concerns when they talk to you?
I hear of people who are afraid very much for the fact that their business no longer has any substantial demand, that they cannot continue to employ people if they are employers, or that their employment will shortly cease if they are employed. And many people, anyway, are already on lesser wages and lesser time. And it isn't just the main breadwinner, but it's the other breadwinners in the family too. And what sort of a world are we presenting to our children, they say, and to our children's children? And the sooner we get out of this, the better, and also the sooner we eliminate all the waste and the greed of the past two decades, the better also.
Now, when you're responding to them, you know, what can you say to them as words of encouragement?
As words of encouragement, what you have to say to them is that the church does in fact have many resources and skills, which, although that doesn't mean a lot of money to hand out to different people, it has knowledge of its locality like nothing else. It also has the ability to listen, to counsel, to pass on experience, to organize mentoring, perhaps, of younger employers from older ones, retired managers and people of that sort. And it can organize and work in totally straightforward basic ways, like basics, banks and things like that, to help those who are temporarily out of everything. And it can educate. It can provide a moral compass. It can give people the kind of ethical universe to live and move in, whereby this sort of thing doesn't happen anymore.
Do you think it's very difficult for people to find trust again and to have hope?
Yes, we do. I do indeed think that both trust and hope have taken a very, very heavy toll. And we have recently tried to produce a small booklet about these things, and it includes a reference to faith and hope and love as the main three great Christian virtues, and to concentrate on the need for hope, for the restoration of confidence and trust where it has been lost. And that can only be done by rebuilding all the complex organizations of which our economy and our society is composed.